why nobody knows. We park the truck and we take off running. Hurry up, girl, I hear it coming. Got a moon and a billion stars, a sound of steel and old boxcars. The thought of you's driving me insane. Come on, baby, let's go listen to the
ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. In Kansas City, Jackson County Family Court officials say two juveniles have been charged on gun-related and resisting arrest charges in the shooting at the Chiefs Super Bowl rally. A local radio DJ and mom was killed and 22 others injured. Police say an argument between several people sparked that shooting and more charges could follow. President Biden blaming Russia's leader for the death of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Prison officials say the 47-year-old died while on a walk at the prison. President Biden says Navalny endured a decade of targeted attacks, including being poisoned.
He bravely stood up to the corruption, the violence, and all the bad things that the Putin government was doing.
A judge in New York City could issue a decision today in the civil fraud trial involving former President Trump's family businesses. Millions in damages are on the line, and Trump could be banned from doing business in New York. This is ABC News. A step for LGBTQ rights in Greece.
Activists celebrating as the vote was announced near the parliament in Athens, among them Nancy Papathanasiou.
It's very important for mental health. You know, discrimination, it is one of the most pervasive risk factor for mental health.
Greece, now the first Orthodox Christian nation to legalize same-sex civil marriage. Opinion polls suggest most Greeks support the reform by a narrow margin. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Congratulations in order for Charlotte. The stingray is living in a small aquarium in the mountains of North Carolina.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she had just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayling. Medical marijuana is not happening in the current session of the Wisconsin legislature.
Speaker Robin Voss thinks the bill could still pass in the assembly.
I've not had anybody come to me who was a supporter and say they have changed their position. But when we see that the Senate wants to have a more liberal version than one that we're willing to pass, it probably doesn't leave us enough time with the waning days of the session to get an answer that both chambers could adopt.
Senate Republicans opposed the assembly bill's establishment of state-run marijuana dispensaries, and some Republican senators opposed legalizing marijuana in any form. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A fatal Tuesday night crash in Fond du Lac has now been classified as a homicide after police located a vehicle that struck landscaping blocks and came to rest on a cluster of bushes. They found a woman later identified as 33-year-old Ashley Kahlo of West Bend unresponsive inside the vehicle. Kahlo later died at a hospital. A 3-year-old child who was also in the vehicle was uninjured. Wednesday, a 20-year-old Fond du Lac woman was taken into custody in West Bend after police issued a temporary felony warrant for her arrest. The woman was arrested for first-degree reckless homicide and is being held at the Fond du Lac County Jail. A 21-year-old Fond du Lac man was also arrested for harboring or aiding a felon. An effort to reduce drunk driving in Wisconsin. State Senator Chris Larson is proposing a requirement for all drivers convicted of OWI to get alcohol-detecting ignition interlock devices installed in their vehicles. It's currently required only in some circumstances. It's the seventh time the Milwaukee Democrat has introduced legislation to do that. Larson's bill would include those convicted of first offense OWI, which remains a misdemeanor in Wisconsin. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and a bit cooler today. We'll get to around 20 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 12 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, with some blowing snow, especially out in the rural areas. 31 tomorrow, Sunday, sunny, high of 37. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Durand Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
We've got the free-for-all coming your way with topics to cover from the annual Ag Outlook Forum, Secretary Vilsack's testimony on Capitol Hill, the bean crush pace, and the status of the Farm Bill.
Live from our respective broadcast bunkers and thought laboratories via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning it's a Friday free-for-all with Jim Wiesmeyer. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now the host of AgriTalk Chapari.
All right.
Everybody's in meetings, bro. We can't get anybody. It's crazy.
Well, yeah. Hey, you know, did you say Jim Wiesmeyer?
I said Jim Wiesmeyer.
Yep. Jim Wiesmeyer. Yep. You're going to have to remind me. Jim.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jim.
He's this guy. He was working at Pro Farmer like back in the 70s and stuff. Washington thing.
Been there
pretty
for
cool
like,
guy. Pretty cool
like
guy.
40, 45 years.
Something like that. Yeah.
Something like that.
Decent
yeah,
amount of experience.
I remember him now.
Yeah.
I
nice guy.
Him now.
Nice
yeah.
fella.
It's going to be great to get Wiesmeyer back on here. He's been on the road for a couple of weeks.
We need him.
And we're going to find out what he's been learning while he's out there on the road.
Mm-hmm.
What's he
Absolutely.
Been talking about? What do the questions sound like? What is on farmers' minds at the meetings that Jim has been at over the past couple of weeks? I'm looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We got to do this, right? We got to do this. Shout out to Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Oh.
I had a run-in with a Hawk fan last night.
Oh, is that right?
At O'Hare International Airport.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I had my phone up. I was watching the game. All of a sudden, the crowd starts to gather. And somebody right behind me says something like, "Boy, I bet this is just killing those Cyclone fans."
Aha. Uh-huh.
And I was like, I don't think so. No, mm-hmm. I don't think I feel fine. I'm a Cyclone fan. True, loyal and true forever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But this is an Iowa girl at an Iowa university making really good, doing really cool things.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I'm going to cheer for this. If you don't, you're a loser.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She didn't take to that very kindly.
Really?
No. No, so I invited her to leave my phone. But a big, big congratulations to Caitlin, the new NCAA women's scoring champ. She's got Pistol Pete Maravich's NCAA all-time basketball scoring title in her sights. It's possible. I think there's four more games. Regular season games, and then you got the Big Ten tournament, and then you got the NCAA tournament.
Mm-hmm.
If they can make a deep run into the NCAA tournament like they did last year, the deepest of the deep
Chip,
who knows?
I got to stop you right there.
What?
Don't give your heart to the Hawkeyes, bro.
I've been there.
I've been hurt so many times. You know what You know what goes through my head? MICCOU. I'm local now. We could spice things up. The Jayhawks aren't far from here. There's lots of Jayhawk traffic around KC, baby. This could get interesting.
Yeah. That's great. That's great. If yeah, the worst thing, I'm not going to get into that.
I would become a Jayhawk sports supporter, an avid supporter, just for spite. I got to be honest. I think it'd be great radio.
You know what? I believe you. I believe you. You know, you've gotten into the Chiefs. You've shown an ability to understand sports ball.
A little bit.
It would not surprise me at all for you to do a crash course into KU and just despite.
Yes. All that aside, yes, congratulations to Caitlin Clark and the Lady Hawks. It is a huge accomplishment.
Very much, very much.
I'll give them
all right.
That.
You know, and she, what was it? 49 points she put up last night. It was Yeah, it was a single game scoring record for the Hawkeyes. Mm-hmm. And not to mention she had 13 assists too or something like that. So
wow. Nice.
Crazy. Well done. All right, let's get to the news.
National Weather Service outlook. A swath of accumulating snow will spread from the Midwest today to the Mid-Atlantic tonight. Heavy rain and mountain snow will impact California this weekend. A chilly air sweeps across much of the central and southern parts of the country this weekend. Chip, it's snowing in Kansas City right now.
Is it really? Wow.
It really
up
is.
Here in the Tropic North, we're looking pretty good. It's 24 degrees, but the sun is shining.
Nice. Well, Chip, farm margins will continue to tighten this year on falling prices for many commodities. But a key takeaway from the 100th USDA Ag Outlook Forum is that new revenue streams are making a difference on the farm. In his keynote address, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack expressed hope that farmers will be able to diversify and encourage the next generation to stay on the farm. He had this to say.
How about we create multiple income streams that that farmer can utilize? So if commodity prices, as Seth indicated, are down 1 year, maybe there's another source of income that's also coming into the farm that bolsters the family income that doesn't require you to work two full-time jobs, which allows you to make the case to the young people who want to be the next generation that, yes, you can, in fact, be the next generation.
See, Chip, I do like that he brought it around to that next generation. Succession is a bit of a concern on the farm right now. And so I'm glad to hear it at least came up.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've seen his full presentation on the diversification. What he's talking about is green energy. He wants to see solar farms. He wants to see wind farms. He wants to see the climate smart farming practices become another source of revenue on the farm. If you know, and if it can happen, great. Go for it. I'm just not convinced that it can.
Mm-hmm. Well, despite a ton of work to do, Chip, the House exited a day early and will be gone for a nearly two-week President's Day recess. The House will return February 28, just 3 days before the first government funding deadline. The Republican House Majority's top vote counter said the House will not pass another temporary spending bill to prevent partial government shutdown. We got to get more from Jim on this. I just don't know. Yeah. The House did pass a measure to reverse the Biden administration's pause on new liquefied natural gas export approvals. However, it's unlikely that the democratically controlled Senate will consider the plan. And I was reading, you know, Japan is feeling sketchy about this natural gas stuff. Dude, if we start to lose natural gas demand from importers, man, I don't know what happens.
Oh,
you can't have it. You can't have it.
What happens is the natural gas price is going to go very low. Mm-hmm. And therefore, the incentive to put more product on the market is going to be gone.
Well, an Arizona district court vacated the 2020 registration of over-the-top dicamba products, so the Environmental Protection Agency issued an existing stocks order, Chip. This order allows limited sale and distribution of dicamba products that were already in possession of growers or in trade channels outside of the control of pesticide companies by February 6th. But then after that, Chip, it's done, right?
I need to get more detail on it before I can say that then it's done. Because the appeal, the last time we talked with the folks over at the Ag Retailers Association, this was step number one. Let's get the okay to go ahead and use product that is in place, whether it's in a retailer's warehouse or a farmer's warehouse. After that, let's get an appeal on this decision going.
Okay.
And take it from there. So we will continue to watch it develop. Thanks, Davis. Appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah,
we've got the free-for-all coming up. We smart. Wiesmeyer, Michelson, and me here on AgriTalk.
Kelly Miller is the director of Ag Tech at Compeer Financial. She joins us right now. Kelly, tell me about Compeer Financial. What is it that farmers need to know about?
Yeah, Compeer Financial is part of the Farm Credit System. We've been around for 100-plus years. We're based out of Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, and we serve Minnesota, Illinois, and Wisconsin. But really, the important thing for us is not only agriculture, but we believe that rural communities, they belong together. We need both agriculture and the rural communities to thrive.
Fantastic. That's part of what makes Compeer different, right?
Absolutely, yes. We want to make sure that we're focusing on the farmer, but we know that the key to that is also the rural communities that help them thrive.
When a farmer comes to you or gets on to Compeer.com, what can they expect from Compeer?
The biggest thing with Compeer is we're looking for innovative solutions. We want to make sure that we're evolving just like our farmers are evolving, just like the rural communities need to continue to evolve to meet the marketplace demands and needs. We want to be innovative alongside of them.
You want to meet face-to-face in their operation.
Well, we want that if that's the way that they want to do business. But if they also want to do business online, we want to support that as well.
That's awesome, because it is becoming that digital world, isn't it?
Yes. It's, you know, we looked at this a few years ago, and we realized that we had done a really great job of serving our farmers through our brick-and-mortar doors and through their farms, but a space that we weren't showing up in is where that they were doing business online. So they had more and more options to be able to buy stuff online, right? They could buy inputs, they could buy machinery, they could start transactions from real estate, but the financing wasn't coming alongside of it. So we took a real effort a few years ago to start embedded financing, where they are buying things online. They can also get a really dependable source of capital through Compeer as well.
Fantastic. Where can we go for more information?
Compeer.com.
That's easy. Compeer.com. Kelly Miller, Director of Ag Tech at Compeer Financial.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Our name says it all. AgriTalk. What more do you need to know?
Hey, welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us on this Friday morning. We've got the free-for-all coming your way. It's Jim Wiesmeyer, Davis Michelson, and me, Chip Flory. I am ready to go and to learn what Jim has been up to for the past couple of weeks. Let's bring him in, Pro Farmer Policy Analyst Jim Wiesmeyer. How you doing, buddy?
I'm a traveling man, but I'm home until next Tuesday. I go down to Missouri again for the Missouri Pork Producers, Chip, in the Ozarks.
All right. Well, I know you like that trip.
I like that trip, but boy, those hog producers need higher prices.
Yeah. Yeah, and the issues that the hog guys are dealing with right now, whether it be disease prevention or just profitability, things that are happening in the business and slaughter capacity and everything. It's all an issue that guys are talking about right now.
My wife and I had some pork medallions last night. They were so good. They brought tears to our eyes. Delicious. Everyone out there, get you some pork. All right. It's absolutely delicious.
To your
and
part.
I was recently in California, and I tell my audiences when I'm not in California, because of Proposition 12, they always have bacon on the breakfast buffets at the hotels, and I eat probably triple the amount I normally do just to get back at California.
There's that spite again.
Yeah.
I love it. You know, I got to see you just briefly when you were out on the road. Our paths crossed down at Top Producers Summit in Kansas City for a little bit. But what's been the theme, the overriding theme of what you've heard from producers, commodity groups, as you've been out on the road?
Yeah, several, Chip. One, interest rates are beginning to bite a growing number of producers. They're a little concerned. Now, what I tell them, okay, let's look ahead a little. Next year, your financing cost will be lower because the Fed probably June, you know, this year will start reducing the rates. That's point one. Two, the beauty of some co-ops to give back, I forget what they call it, repatriation, that has aided some. I know in Nebraska, where I was at Ag Country Farm Credit Services, they're getting back equivalent to a percent and a half, Chip, and that has helped out. Big time. Three is that there's a lot of corn left to sell, a lot of corn.
Yeah.
And so farmers are asking, and I know you've covered this in the afternoon sessions, but they know that the shorts are heavily, they know that the funds are heavily short, perhaps record amounts for both corn and beans. And they want to know what will it take for them to start having to cover their shorts and what type of rally we'll have. And I said, well, it could be a pretty good rally, but you ought to sell into that because it doesn't look too good for the at least short term outlook. I hear that a lot.
Yep, man. Oh, man, that has been topic number one of discussion for me as out on the road and yesterday down at National Farm Machinery Show. That's for sure.
Farm the number of farm equipment you saw where John Deere's earnings they issued a little cautionary flags yesterday on their outlook, and that's confirmed by a number of farmers who tell me there's a lot of equipment still on the ground, Chip, yet to be sold, and that equates to the farm income situation that we saw last week, where USDA's very early forecast down $40 billion this year on top of a $26 billion cut the year before. So you're getting into this cost price spiral here. And you heard that at this week's Ag Outlook Forum. By the way, the 100th year of USDA's Ag Outlook Forum. I've been around so long that I remember when it was held at USDA's auditorium in the main building.
I think you've missed like two, haven't you?
Well, I don't go down nearly as much. I let our good friend Roger Bernard do the beat reporting on that one for me. I'll make an appearance, but that's about it. but if the theme, it was interesting because it looks like Seth Meyer at USDA and others are telling farmers, you know, and you heard it with Vilsack on the news. We got to have other revenue streams for agriculture because, frankly, Chip, the trade component, we're not inking new trade agreements. So that's why, to connect dots here, this coming decision no later than March 1 by the Treasury Department to see whether or not corn-based ethanol qualifies as an eligible feedstock for sustainable aviation fuel is the holy grail for policy for corn producers. I hear that wherever I go as well. They better qualify.
Yeah.
But now, Jim, when he talks about those new streams of revenue for farmers coming up, I mean, that's just code for green stuff, right? I mean, there are no proposed revenue streams outside of solar, wind, carbon capture, that sort of stuff, correct?
Yeah, it's period. Biofuels are carbon mitigation. Absolutely. And farmers, they like to hear that, but now they want to see some proof, you know. But I'll tell you, in the sunscreens, wherever I go, it's been like Mount Cincinnati, Ohio, Missouri that I'll go back to, the Black Lands of North Carolina. This issue of sunscreens is a emotional one because some farmers are being paid up to $3,000 an acre. You heard me correct, $3,000 an acre for some sun panels. And, you know, landowner has every right to go for that, but that affects the local farmer community. In some cases, they've had to level the land to put the sunscreens on, which has caused some drainage problems for farmers south of the area. So that's going to be a growing issue that I see. But farmers, relative to the green credit, they want to see proof that they're going to get sustainable, you know, carbon mitigation payments. And the first thing they ask is, if Trump were to become the president again, will he continue some of these programs?
Right. Yeah, that is exactly right. The concern that if a producer would make a move to capture some of these funds that are available out there, whether it be with a solar panel or, you know, a solar farm, whatever it is, that the incentives may disappear after, if President Trump, or if it becomes President Trump after this fall.
Yeah, he would cut through the EV credits, Chip, for electric vehicles. You know Trump is going to try to get, you know, temper those for sure. But when it comes to biofuel, some of his people, but it's not Trump saying that yet, that he'll continue to support biofuels. He better, because that's what looks like the direction we're going.
Jim, what is his idea of supporting biofuels? He talked a big game when it came to E15. We're still trying to get that done. Small refinery exemptions. We saw him stand up several times and say that 15 billion gallons is 15 billion gallons. And the next thing you knew, Scott Pruitt over at EPA was dealing out another round of small refinery exemptions. That happened all the time. So what is his definition of support for biofuels?
Well, we have to find out. But I'll tell you, as I'll keep saying, sustainable aviation fuel is the biggie. The most important question I get in from CEOs of major ag and energy companies now, because the crude oil industry is getting involved in a good way, Chip. You know, I know you've covered this with the biofuels industry, because they see this as strange bedfellows as a tempering of the electric vehicles. That thing better continue, because we're going to need that revenue stream, and the airlines need the carbon mitigation offset if we're going to continue this carbon mitigation game.
Kirby, the CEO of United, he calls those offsets just a joke. At United, what he wants is actual reduction in carbon. It's really nice to see this. We're adding $11 and whatever to your ticket so that we can plant more trees someplace. It makes the consumer feel good. We understand that, so they will continue to offer it. But how much good does that really do? What is really important is getting the carbon reduction. What's really important to him is getting the carbon reduction in the fuel tanks of United jets. And
absolutely. And you heard the panel at the Top Producer Summit. I think Peter Meyer was there. No, I wasn't there. He was telling him. Oh, good. He was hearing me. You might want to go through bullets of that, because I thought that was an important panel.
You bet. We have talked about it. Had a representative from Southwest Airlines on there. They're so into it that they are going to get into the ethanol business, the cellulosic ethanol business. I wonder what they know that we don't know. We'll be back with more Free for All in a moment.
Take control with Brandt and Zup Zinc. Elevate your crop's health and yield with this enzyme-based zinc solution. Designed for enhanced nutrient uptake, plant vigor, and supporting early growth. Take control of your corn and soybean yield with Brandt and Zup Zinc. Visit Brandt.co to learn more. That's BRANDT.co.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and
Dairy Farmers. Extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
Milk markets are mixed. With this WRDN market update, I'm Brian Winnikins at the Mercantile Exchange. March milk up 6 to 1686. April and May steady. April at 1713. May at 1750. June down 1 at 1799. Meanwhile, cattle markets are moving sharply higher. Hogs following suit as the market tries to find some equilibrium. There has been more cash activity this week, and it's been a bit higher, and that is helping to support live and feeder cattle markets, along with a lot of short covering. Hog markets moving mostly higher, strength in the cattle markets. Strong fundamentals also helping to support the hogs. February live cattle up $1.45 to $184.85. March feeder cattle up $3.97 to $251.07. And April hogs up 25 cents to $85.25. At the Chicago Board of Trade, the grain markets, corn markets are moving mostly flat today, while soybeans are higher due to strength in the meal markets. Wheat markets also moving mostly lower, even though markets have been oversold. March corn now up, or down rather, a half to 417 and a quarter. New crop up 3/4 to 457 and a half. March beans up 7 3/4 to 1170. And new crop up 8 1/4 to 1149. March wheat in Chicago down 6 1/2 to 560 and a half. May down 9 to 558 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat March down 4 to 654. With this WRDN market update, I'm Brian Winnikins.
Join Security Financial Bank for the 4th Annual Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference, February 22nd at Florian Gardens in Eau Claire. Come gather strategies developed specifically for local agriculture producers, from knowing your numbers to application drones. The Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference has something for everyone. Call 715-672-2412 or visit sfbank.com for more information. SFB, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. If the world is your oyster, we've got pearls of wisdom on AgriTalk.
All right, we're going to keep the free-for-all going. It's Davis Michelson, it's me, and it is Pro Farmer Policy Analyst Jim Wiesmeyer. Jim, a lot of the things that we talked about in that last segment are going to continue to filter through the conversation, but there's one that I want to get to, and that is the status of the Massachusetts Q3, question three. Earlier this month, there was a federal court decision that what exactly did it tell us? What is the status of Q3? Is it moving forward?
It's moving forward, Chip, and basically the exemption they gave to a firm was ruled unconstitutional, so they have to kind of, go back and revise it. So you're just going to have more court battles on this one, and this whole issue, Vilsack hit it straight on.
Yep.
On this one. He said that it could be chaos if this continues. So yeah, that's another reason why you need a farm bill, Chip, to temper some of the silly states of getting involved here in interstate commerce, both the California and the wannabe states of California, like Massachusetts, Oregon, Washington State, etc. So I'll applaud Vilsack for taking this issue on.
Right, right. Oh, I do too. I do too. But it feels to me like this needs to be a standalone instead of, you know, just included with a farm bill, because it is an interstate commerce issue. It's not just pork, because at some point the state of Mississippi might decide that unless you make plastic forks this way, we're not going to take them into the state of Mississippi. You know, some weird stuff like that could happen going forward, unless it is addressed by Congress now.
But a standalone bill in this House is dysfunctional, Chip. There's no other way to put it. In my speeches, I say running the House right now is not just hurting cats. It's hurting feral cats. You know, they just can't get anything done. So you might want to put some language at the 11th hour on a must-pass spending bill if it's allowed to. We're going to see. But something has to be done, because you're going to, as you said, you're going to extend this issue beyond the ag sector. It's like executive orders in the ag industry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That you can do it on yourself. And it's just odd. So, and this is basically the inability. When recall when the Supreme Court basically blessed what California was doing in Prop 12. The English version of that was the Supreme Court saying, you know, this is not our decision. This is Congress's decision. Right. Congress, do your job. And how many times are we saying that lately? Yeah, they need to do their job. And that's just like this March 1's coming due.
Yep.
And here, the House and Senate is going to be gone anywhere from 10 days to 2 weeks. And March 1 is USDA's budget. So Tom Emmer, the vote counter on the Republicans on the House side, basically saying no more continuing resolutions. I don't see anything around that other than shutting down the government. And that's the last thing the Republicans need right now, is to shut down the government. So I see another continuing resolution.
Okay, I was gonna ask you to rank three options in order of likeliness, likely to happen. Congress passes appropriations by March 1 and 8 deadlines.
No.
Congress approves another continuing resolution to kick the spending bills further down the road, or partial government shutdown on March 1.
Yeah, they'll do a stopgap spending measure, but hello, it's March. We're getting the fiscal year started October 1. So you wonder, what do they do? You know, they've got the numbers that they need. They just have to make decisions. So once they come to an agreement, you still have to go through the House and the Senate, Chip. So that's why it won't be done by March 1.
But if the numbers were there to push the appropriations bills through, why? I don't know why they wouldn't do it.
They could, but well, Congress works one of two ways: very slow, usually, very fast in a crisis. So we could. I'm not going to rule out them getting together the few days before, because they do have time. Some of the staff does the work anyway. They're going to remain and work on these issues. So yeah, I'm not going to be a Debbie Downer here. Totally, they can still get it done by March 1 and March 8th, because they've got the numbers. They got the total numbers by agency that they need. So do your work, lawmakers, both chambers.
Yeah. Silliness.
Yeah.
Silliness. Okay. So,
no, Chip, I wanted to insert one of the most interesting questions I'm getting now from farmers.
Okay.
Is will the protests going on in Europe find their way to the United States and the ag sector? You know, I didn't think I'd hear that. And if you get corn prices under $4, which I think will happen, soybean futures under what, 11? you know?
Yeah, they don't trade at $11 for very long.
Yeah, but so, yeah. I mean, under, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you're going to have pressure, and that'll add pressure to get something done on the farm bill. Because I'm telling you, the cash flow is going to grow as far as concerns. And I can't even rule out protest in the U.S., but I just thought that was an interesting one that I've been addressed at a couple of my recent speeches, both in Arizona, in Kansas City, in Fargo several times of late. So mm-hmm. I thought I'd put that out there that hopefully we won't have to see that pain develop, but we'll see.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's easier, and I don't want to again sound like a Debbie Downer or anything, but once you've seen it done, it's easier to follow suit. Yeah. Which I think because the protests happening the way that they're happening in Europe, and Davis has kind of talked about this before too, but seeing the protests as they are happening in Europe are sparking ideas and thoughts and generating some plans in the U.S. for some potential protests too. I just don't think there's any question about that.
Yeah. So. And you know, at the Outlook conference, the good news is that look at the cotton market. It looks to me that they're bidding for more acres, Jeff. Is that true?
Yeah, new crop market's still 85 cents, Jim. Hmm. The old crop market is 95, but the new crop is 85. But it is going up. It is going up as new crop corn and new crop beans are going down. So, yes, cotton does look like it's trying to get some acres, but it's. I think that's more of a general rally in the soft markets and just renewed buying interest in coffee, cocoa, sugar, and cotton.
Oh, and especially cocoa too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And absolutely. Rice.
Rice needs it. They need it.
Yes.
And the consensus of the industry people at this week's Outlook conference, not total, but is that USDA is too high on soybean acres in the U.S. and too low on corn. I heard that once. I heard it 1,000 times. So at least that's the mindset out there, Chip.
Yeah, 91 too low on corn, 86.5 too high on soybeans. We'll see. We'll see. I agree. I mean, my number has been 92 to 92.5 on corn acres and probably in that 84.5, 85 on soybeans. So, but we'll see. We'll see going forward. I mean, those can still change. Those attitudes and the plans can still change. Now, last fall was gorgeous. So if anybody wanted to get anhydrous down last fall to prep those corn acres, they got it done. So those are pretty much locked in.
Yeah. Yes, and I was in Fargo several times over the past month, and they got some nice rains in December, Jeff. And I'm telling you, it changed the attitudes of more than a few farmers that I talked with. So that's at least good steed. But the meteorologists that I've heard in my various speeches, they always have a meteorologist there. Yeah. And again, you have them on AgriTalk. They consistently are saying if you're going to have a drought, it'll be from the center part of the country down, North Dakota all the way down to Texas in a kind of a band. That's what my ear is hearing out there.
Right. Okay. Boy, only got a minute and a half left here, Jim, but I'm going to ask you, what did you glean from the Census of Ag?
You know, I told Brian Grady, a pro farmer, before. What do you think we should cover on this? I'll say, well, sit down, because it's always the case where you have fewer farms. You know, the age of the farmer goes up and the area of a farm also goes higher. And that's exactly what it was. It's just the changing, the industry continues to develop, Chip. Now, there were some nuances in there with the number of women in agriculture, which I think is a good sign, and the beginning farmers, which Vilsack highlighted, Chip. He highlighted that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in his testimony this week on Capitol Hill, it is very clear, Jim, that he wants a clear path for small and maybe medium-sized farms than he wants for large farms when it comes to things like price support
it's called income redistribution.
It's become crystal clear, which makes this fall's elections for ag a very unique. We'll talk about that a little bit more when we come back here on the Free For All on AgriTalk.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-859-3220. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-859-3220. That's 800-859-3220 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. 800-859-3220.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Ross Bender is the director for new product development at the Mosaic Company. Ross, 2023, a strong growing season for a lot of producers out there. With yield so good, how does that influence how growers evaluate their fertilizer needs?
The yields were so strong, they were actually record yields in some areas. And with record yields equate to record nutrient removal. And our job is to try to maintain the level of fertility of that field so it can retain its long-term productivity. For every bushel of corn that is produced, it needs about 1 pound of phosphate fertilizer to replace that nutrition and about a half a pound of potash fertilizer. So record yields, rapid nutrient removal equates to rapid nutritional decline in the soil if we're not careful and replacing those nutrients.
Yeah. So what should growers look for in fertilizer to achieve that?
For managing crop nutrition, there are the four R's: right source, right rate, right time, and right place. And the goal is to make sure that we have the nutrition available to our plants when they need it. My recommendation is to consider really good phosphate sources. Personally, I really like MicroEssentials. MicroEssentials is a phosphate innovation brought to the retailers by Mosaic, and it helps provide better nutrient distribution, helps keep nutrients available for longer, and that helps equate to better nutrient uptake and ultimately stronger yields. We see improvements in yield over DAP by about 8.8 bushels and yield improvements over MAP by about 7.2 bushels. It's very strong technology, science backed.
Fantastic. Ross, where can we go to learn more?
Visit cropnutrition.com. It's a great resource to learn about anything new and evolving in the crop nutrition space, and also to visit with your local retailer and certified crop advisor to build your plan for 2024.
Excellent. Thank you, Ross. That is Ross Bender, Director of New Product Development at the Mosaic Company.
At FBN Finance, we know there's one thing that unites all farmers: progress. It drives them to wake up early and be better than the day before. And whether it's a new land purchase or refinancing your ranch, FBN Finance has the agricultural expertise to help you reach your goals. Simply put, FBN Finance puts farmers first. With great rates, instant approvals, and pre-qualifications on farmland loans, FBN Finance has everything you need to be your partner in the fields and with your finances. And now, you can get $500 off closing costs for loans over $250,000. Start your farmland loan today at fbn.com/agritalk or call 833-FBN-LEND. That's 833-FBN-LEND. FBN Finance, more than a lender. Financing offered by FBN Finance, LLC and its lending partners. Available where FBN Finance, LLC is licensed. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS ID 1631119.
We don't make the news, we render it. AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk and the free-for-all. It's Davis Michelson. It's me and Pro Farmer Policy Analyst Jim Wiesmeyer. Jim, like I was saying at the end of the last segment, agriculture is kind of in a unique situation because USDA has a leader that has already been, I mean, Vilsack 1.0 lasted 8 years. The question now is, does Vilsack 2.0 last 4 years or does it last 8 years?
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's an election issue for the, you know, as guys are making their decision on the president or not.
Well, if the Democrats were to retain the White House, Chip, and yeah. if Vilsack would stay further, yeah, you'll see Vilsack, the current version of Vilsack, which was really 7 out of the 8 years for Obama. Remember right. the first year he was like what he is now?
Yeah.
And then he went toward the more production agriculture side.
Exactly.
But you would get the current Vilsack on steroids, Chip, on steroids.
I think so, you're right.
Yeah,
I don't know that for a fact, but I've seen him, I've seen his presentation on diversifying income. The whole concept there behind climate smart and green energy production, he really, really, really believes. And you know, it's not like I'm saying he can't. He can't see reality because I mean, he's a smart guy. I get
yes.
that. It's just that I disagree with him on the future of green energy in a lot of ways.
Well, look at these sunscreens. Look at these sunscreens, Chip. There's a case that has to be discussed by some of this is very productive ground,
you
know? So that's, you know, it's just unbelievable the ground that's right. going under that's productive there. I'll side with productive agriculture any day because
right.
of the need, not only domestically, but for the world market. But right. as far as bottom line on the elections, you'll
yeah.
have your most substantial changes if either political party wins at all, wins the White House, Senate, and House. That's how Trump got his tax cuts in 2017. That's how Biden got his spending or the Inflation Reduction Act or the climate bill when he controlled
right.
Everything in Washington. So
right.
if you don't control it all, then you have your checks and balances. But still, we've seen both Republicans and Democrats use of regulations and executive orders to do what they want to do anyway.
Yeah, that is very, very true. What about this ruling or the decision not to press charges against President Biden for the documents? The reasoning that we got from the Department of Justice? They said, you know, he's an old guy with not very good memory.
Well, that was the special independent counsel.
Okay.
And it was unusual. Now the Democrats are saying all to politics and this one. Well, sorry, he said it. I will guarantee you within the coming month or so, Chip, the Republicans will hold a hearing with that special counsel. And I right. mean, it's going to go 24/7 on a number of the cables. Now, right. some people say, well, if he's that way that you can't, you know, penalize yeah. him, how do you vote for him as president. That's what you hear from some quarters. So it's an issue that's not going to go away. It's not going to go away.
Absolutely. Okay, status of the farm bill. Boy, page 4 Pro Farmer newsletter looks really it's very well done this week.
Well, it's they're stuck in neutral, as Dr. Bart Fisher and Dr. Joe Otlaw of Southern Ag Today said today, because the inability to find additional funding. Now, Vilsack said this Wednesday's hearing in the House Ag Committee was a wasted opportunity, a direct quote by him, because they didn't address his idea to tap the Commodity Credit Corporation for additional funding. They just don't want to go there in the House and Senate, but at least he's trying to offer them a creative way. But also, Fisher and Outlaw in that Southern Ag Today, they note the increasing disparity, Chip, between food stamps and farm safety net spending. And they said that strains the historical coalition necessary to pass a new farm bill. What they mean is that you already have substantial increased funding for food stamps, which is basically an appropriations entitlement that doesn't need the farm bill. You have conservation spending that Stabenow, Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman, has already got $20 billion additional dollars for funding for conservation as a result of the Inflation Reduction Act. So she doesn't have to worry about conservation spending. So where's her momentum to actually really want to get a farm bill?
Right.
I think that's part of the problem, too. So, but if these prices continue to go down, Chip, that's going to add pressure on both the House and the Senate to ink a new farm bill to get a better safety net.
Yeah, that's right. One last topic, electronic IDs in the cattle industry. What's the status here?
Well, as you can imagine, the ag sector, they don't like some of these proposed regulations because they're saying it's burdensome regs. You've got Tracy Mann, a Republican from Kansas, saying he's concerned with several of the proposed rules that would impose, quote, nonsensical and costly regs. But Vilsack strongly defends what they're doing and saying, look, RFID ear tags are relatively small costs to avoid some of these animal diseases in the future.
Yeah. Yeah, the perceptions of what is costly and not costly, there's a wide gap between reality and some of Vilsack's comments.
Yeah, they're called unfunded mandates. Unfunded mandates.
Exactly. Jim, it's great to have you back, man. Thank you.
Sure.
All right, that is Pro Farmer Policy Analyst Jim Wiesmeyer. You got to come back this afternoon, guys. We are going to break down the USDA reports. We're going to talk South American crops with Dan Bossi from Ag Resource Company Monday morning. Machine Repeat, Joe Vaklovic, and Tyne Morgan here on AgriTalk.
When we told growers that Bayer Premium Trifold Herbicide for Corn delivers visibly clean fields for up to 8 weeks, they were a bit skeptical.
We'll see how it works.
So we decided to prove it. We set up cameras in multiple cornfields, treated them with Trifold, and filmed for 24 hours a day. For 8 weeks, we saw a variety of weather conditions, and Trifold worked. See for yourself at TrifoldInAction.com. Trifold is a restricted-use pesticide. Consult your state pesticide regulator for specific restrictions. Read and follow pesticide label directions.
This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to Hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the